So I'm really curious to hear about your experiences, because for some of you, this was the very first time looking at this approach of developing deep, deep, subtle awareness of the body and noticing how dramatically that can impact on our speaking, not just the physiological speaking, although many of you noticed that your voices sounded completely different. You had to do much less effort to speak much louder. Became much easier for you. Your bodies were completely reorganized. And so that's one aspect of it, which is very important. Physiologically, when our body is organized differently, it has a huge impact on our voice production physiologically. And often, I've spent a number of years in my Feldenkrais practice working with professional opera singers from time to time. And I get them to sing, and they've got stunning voices. And then I do an hour's body work with them, using my hands, doing Feldenkrais with them. And then they sing again, and they sound completely different. I mean, they sound better. Much more resonant, they can hit higher notes, hit lower notes, and it's extraordinary, and it's just from 1 hour of reorganizing their bodies. So the first effect that this kind of work has is when we reorganize our bodies and get rid of a lot of our habits and come back to a more natural, effortless, well-organized posture, is that our voice becomes much easier. So when we're on stage, we don't have to expend as much energy in producing the sound. And also, obviously, our body, the second thing is our body as a vehicle of expression changes. So the audience who's watching us, or the person who's sitting across the dinner table from us, doesn't see all our distracting habits that express anxiety or nervousness or fear. All they see is a neutral, comfortable, happy, effortless body, and that puts them at ease, because then they can listen and take in what you say without being distracted by all the messages they're getting from your body that are habitual, like, I'm stressed, I don't believe in myself, and, you know, which is all expressed through how we hold our chest, how we hold our shoulders. So as you start to do more and more of this body work, particularly things like Feldenkrais, where you're going very deeply into your patterns and rewiring them, when you stand or you sit in front of people and you speak, all they see is you and your authentic self, and they don't see all your habits. So that's the second benefit of doing this kind of work in terms of its impact on your speaking. And the third benefit is that you feel differently about yourself. And so some of you may have noticed, and that's why I'm interested in hearing what your experiences were, some of you may have noticed the first thing I talked about, some of you may have noticed the second thing, some of you may have noticed this third thing, which is that when our body is really beautifully organized and our chest is free, our spine's free, our limbs are connected, and all the things that happened in that lesson, then our sense of ourself is different. We feel freer within ourselves, we feel more confident. It can have a huge impact on our emotional state. I know that when I first was doing my Feldenkrais training, I was doing it purely for physical reasons, because I had severe chronic back pain, I could hardly walk. But as I started to get better, I started doing it for other reasons. Spiritual teachers talk about bringing yourself back to your center. And so that's really what I'm talking about. This is another way, and a very quick and effective way, that within 20 or 30 minutes, sometimes 5 minutes when you really know how to do this work, sometimes it takes a full hour-long lesson, you can bring your whole body back to being neutral. So your ribs aren't doing all this work, your hips aren't doing all this work, your shoulders aren't contracted. Everything comes back to being effortless and easy. And as a consequence, your emotional state lets go, your mind comes back to being calm, and everything comes back to neutral. So when we speak from this place of our center or neutral, we feel quite free. We can respond to whatever's thrown at us because we're in a neutral, centered state. We can be very creative because we're not stuck in any particular fixed way of standing, fixed way of thinking, fixed way of feeling, because we're free and we're neutral and we're centered. So when I got up this morning, I've had a friend stay over. We've been talking up the whole night. You know, I didn't get much sleep. I said to her, I need you to leave at 9 because I need an hour before I have to teach this course. And I know I'm going to spend 45 minutes of it rolling around on the floor, which is what I did, because for me, I know for me to be present and be able to respond to whatever happens on this call and come up with wisdom and share profound stuff with you, the main thing I have to do is be really, really free and connected to my body and centered. So I just wanted to flag that there really are three possible, well, there's many outcomes, but the three main outcomes from the kind of exercise that some of you did over the week. And those of you who haven't done it yet, I really encourage you to find an hour, I think it takes 45 minutes in total, to do that exercise. Some of you may have felt the physical effect on your voice, that it became easier to speak, louder, more effortless. Some of you may have found the way you were standing, your self-expression as you use your body as an instrument of self-expression change, that you stood differently, you moved differently, you walked differently. Some of you may have found your sense of yourself, your state of mind, your emotional state, your sense of being centered changed. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that and then open it up for discussion, because we didn't get much time to talk about it last week. So I'm setting aside the first part of this call to just hear what you guys experienced.